USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As COVID-19 cases continue to increase, President Trump on Fox News Sunday again said the reason for the spike is testing.
Cases are up because we have the best testing in the world, and we have the most testing. No country has ever done what we've done in terms of testing. We are the envy of the world.
He was asked about a national mask mandate.
No, I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears.
On CNN, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says after making errors early, the state is now responding.
We go to them every single day. We have a press conference. We talk to them. We tell them the truth. We're transparent. And they're doing better today. There's no question across America that the guard was let down in late May. There's no doubt about that.
But he still opposes requiring masks. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The vice president is out on the campaign trail. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Vice President Mike Pence says the nation is at a crossroads of freedom in the 2020 election. Speaking in Wisconsin yesterday, Pence told a largely Republican audience,
"Our road leads to greater freedom and opportunity. Their road leads to socialism and decline."
Pence also blasted presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden over his policies and his lack of action against China during his tenure as vice president. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's been a shooting in Washington, D.C. at the Columbia Heights neighborhood. 9 people were injured just before 5 local time in the area of 14th and Spring Road. According to police, all of the people shot were adults and were taken to local hospitals. The incident is under investigation, and police are still searching for possible suspects. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A number of states are putting together plans to push for more electric vehicles. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
A coalition of states is following California's lead in setting goals to jumpstart a transition to electric-powered trucks, vans, and buses in order to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve air quality for communities choked by diesel fumes. The 15 states plus Washington, D.C. announced that they're agreeing to develop a plan of action aimed at having 100% of all new medium and heavy-duty vehicles to be sold as zero emission by 2050, with an interim target of 30% zero emission sales by 2030. States that have signed the agreement are California, Connecticut, Colorado, Hawaii, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. The group had already committed to an action plan to foster electrification of all passenger vehicles.
The White House has been pushing back against proposals by Republican senators seeking to provide funding for COVID-19 testing and contact tracing in an upcoming coronavirus relief bill. The Trump administration is seeking to block billions of dollars to provide testing and contact tracing amid a surge in COVID-19 cases, in addition to funding for the CDC, the Pentagon, and the State Department to address the pandemic. Negotiations are focused on a bill that Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell is preparing to introduce later this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.